We're in Simin Nun Gimel, the halachas of the Shliach Tzibur. We're now up to Sif Chav Hei. We will be doing just Sif Chav Hei. Sif Chav Hei is taking us back to the halachas of who is eligible for being, who is proper to be the Shliach Tzibur. Except that, up until now, all discussions of who is proper as the Shliach Tzibur were really focused on hiring a Shliach Tzibur. Whom should you take? Here we're talking about someone who is already a Shliach Tzibur. Something went sour, and for some reason you want to get rid of him. They want to fire a Shliach Tzibur. Under what grounds can you fire a Shliach Tzibur? So the Mechaber writes, Ein misalkin chazen me'um naso. One does not remove the Shliach Tzibur kavua, the chazen, from his umnis. Ela im kein nimtza bo psul. Unless there is an objective psul where he would then have to lose his job. Now, what is that? So the Rama explains, Hagah, Vein mesalken also mishum rinun bi'alma. Rumors would not justify firing the chazan. Kagon, Shiyatzel of Shem Rash and Nitpas imakusis, O Shemasar Adam. There are rumors that he was with a non-Jewess. There are rumors. That he turned someone into the authorities. These are terrible averas, but these are only rumors. You cannot, on the basis of rumors, fire the Shliach Tzibur. Aval, in bo all of edim bazev akayotze bazev mavirin also. Whereas if there are edim, then you fire him. The halach is, we learned before, that even if he did an avera b'mezid, if he did tshuva, then we would not fire him. In the case of someone that did an aver b'mezid and did tshuva, we said that we would not hire him as a shliach tzibur. But as far as firing a shliach tzibur goes, it would have to be that he did an aver b'mezid, edim came, and he did not yet do tshuva. Before we get to the second half of the Ramah, there are several things that the Mishnah Berurah brings up. First of all, what if a family member did a terrible thing? So even though you do not go and hire a Shliach Tzibur where it's known that one of his children does terrible things, that is not a reason, that is not legitimate reason for firing a Shliach Tzibur. So if a son or daughter did something terrible, and because of that the person's infamous, and the kohol feels that it's a lack of, it's just inappropriate for such a person to be their representative as the Shliach Tzibur, nevertheless, the halach is you couldn't fire him. Once again, you don't hire him, but you could not fire him. Now, a similar thing is with not only with regard to a Shliach Tzibur, but any position where it's understood that that is a lifetime position, even though there's no lifetime contract. But it's understood that this is something that normally you leave someone with forever. You are not allowed to fire him on the basis of something like this. Now we go further. What happens if you have a Shliach Tzibur who is threatening to do Mesira? He says, if you don't do this and this, I'm going to turn you over to the authorities. As he has not yet done it, the halacha is he's still kosher as a Shliach Tzibur. The halacha is you would not fire him. Now, up until now, it was clear on the basis of the Ramah that rumors are not enough. Rinun is not enough. We find in halacha the concept of a kola delo posik, which means that for a day and a half, the whole town is talking about something. Kol, the halacha is that kol carries a certain amount of weight. There are certain halachas that are determined on the basis of kol. So what happens if you have a kola delo posik that the Shliach Tzibur did in Aveira? So the Magen Avram brings down that you have the right to fire the man. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha brings from Rishonim that a kol is not enough. So the Bir Halacha mentions the Chassam Sofer, who says that it is a combination of a kol delo pasik, if for a day and a half the whole town was talking about it, and as a result of that kol, a member of the congregation is moche, and we said that macho works, the halachi is at that point you would listen to him. In other words, kol doesn't automatically mean you fire the man, but if people do not want him to be the shliach tzibur, together with the kol d'lo posik, they have the right to fire him, not the obligation, but they have the right to fire him. Now, there are several conditions for a cult to be legitimate. First of all, if you know that there is one specific source to that cult, there is one person that has been spreading these rumors, then that is not considered a cult. Cult means that it's sort of spontaneous. Word got around. But if I know that there is one person who's deliberately spreading it, that would not qualify to be that would not qualify as a cult. Similarly, if the person has an enemy in town, there's someone you know that hates him, and he is suspect. We think that he may be the source to it. Even though we don't know it for a fact, that automatically tells us that the coal does not constitute a basis for firing him. So it's got to be. The man doesn't have some enemy that is suspected of having spread it. We do not know for a fact that there was one source to this coal. The town was talking about it for a day and a half. In such a case, if there are members of the congregation that want him removed, the halacha is that they can get their way. If a coal goes out that he did an aveira in front of witnesses, but they're gone, such a coal carries weight. It's almost as good as witnesses themselves. Now, on all of this, the Mishnah Berurah asks the Kasha, there in the Bir Halacha, you're making a man lose his job. We're talking about a paid job. According to the Mechaber, the best thing is to pay the Shliach Tzibur that pays the Chazan, and what you're doing is taking a person, making him lose his job over a cult. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, and he says this Halacha explicitly in Chafetz Chaim, the Halacha is that a monetary decision cannot be made on the basis of rumor. Strong as it may be, even coal that constitutes something, a coal of the lapusik, which carries weight in halacha for certain things, not for money. So how can we go ahead and make a monetary decision here of making a person lose his profession on the basis of a coal? So the Mishnah Berurah answers that it is the obligation of a shliach tzibur to behave in a way and create the kind of atmosphere that they will not be spreading nasty rumors about him. Obviously, if you are in a community where there are people that spread rumors all the time, that's their favorite pastime, posling the clay kodesh, spreading rumors about Rabbanim, spreading rumors about Chazanim and so on, in a community like that, it is nobody's problem, meaning it is not the problem of the Shliach Tzibur, it's everybody's problem that they have to live with it. But you would not fire a Shliach Tzibur over rumors. We know where it came from, we understand that there's a pattern here. And that wouldn't count. But in a case of a real kol of a day and a half, where we don't suspect specific people of spreading these rumors, the halacha would be that, like we said before, that if somebody is moche, if someone protests, he could get his way. And once again, the shliach tzibur is responsible, at least to the point that he should have created the atmosphere where such a thing wouldn't happen. Now we go to the next part, where the Rama says, shliach tzibur shehu shochet. Shochet Bodek. Lo yispal bebgodim hatsoim umasrichim. You have a shochet who is a shliach tzibur. It seems to be that the two went together. You have a shliach tzibur who is a shochet or a bodek. He is not to wear the clothes that he shechts with when he davens. It is totally inappropriate. V'im einu rotza lahachliv begoda b'shas atfilu lispal mavirin oso. And if he makes an issue of it, you can actually fire him. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that a shliach tzibur, because he is the shliach tzibur, has the same halacha as a major Talmud Chacham, who has to be careful that his clothing be clean because of Chilul Hashem. It is inappropriate for the shliach tzibur kavua to walk around with clothes that are not clean. Not only at the time of davening. Next, the Rama says, Ushliach tzibur hamenabel piv, o shemaranein b'shirei ovde kochavim, shirei nachrim, Mamachin biyodo shelo lasos came. It is inappropriate, it is especially inappropriate for a shliach tzibur who is using his voice to praise Hashem and to be motzi the tzibur with their tefillis, for him to be somebody that is menabel piv, that uses foul language, or for him to be someone that is singing songs of non-Jews. And by the way, there are many who say that this means songs of Avodah Zarah, actual church songs. So what you have to do is tell him to stop. It's inappropriate. And if he refuses to, then you can fire him. Vim eno shomea mavirnoso. Shliach tzibur shehizkin. A shliach tzibur that has gotten old. Verotza lamanos beno l'sayo l'prokin. He would like to have his son take over periodically. Afalpi she'en kol beno arev kakolo. Even though the son's voice is not as good as the father's, imamale makomo b'shar dvarim, if he is an appropriate replacement for his father on the basis of who he is, v'no kodem l'chol adam, he would have kedima, he would take precedence. Ve'ena tzibur yecholim limchos b'yodo, the tzibur could not stop him. The halacha is that if a shliach tzibur retires, he does not have the right to choose who his replacement is going to be. That is up to the tzibur. It is only here where we're talking about a replacement on a temporary basis, where he would like to get his substitute for when he can't make it. Whereas if you're talking about an actual replacement, it is not for the shliach tzibur to decide, it is for the tzibur to decide. What happens if you have a shliach tzibur, and now you found someone who's got so much better a voice? You would like to now go and get rid of, fire your shliach tzibur, because we found someone so much better. The halacha is you cannot. What you can do, though, is make him split it, make them share it. What you can do is hire the second one and then switch off, have the present chazan be the chazan sometimes and the new chazan be the chazan sometimes. You cannot go and totally get rid of a chazan because you found someone better. There is another thing the Mishnah Berurah brings up, and that is that the halacha is that a shliach tzibur is possible if he's a bal avera. One of those averas is that he goes to secular court for something that halacha requires that you go to a beis din. So that if you know for a fact that he is somebody that goes to erkos, he goes to secular court for things that halacha requires you to go to a beis din, that is a full-fledged avera, and the halacha is that you are to fire him for that.